Look at that corner, sitting in a corner, eating his Christmas pie. He took in his thumb and he pulled out a big slogan that said, "You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nord."
Transcribed from Hollywood, Nord, a division of BorgWarner, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and wringer washers, gas and electric ranges, water heaters, and home freezers. Originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, Nord presents the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. Now, the star of our program, Red Skelton.
Oh, my. Thank you.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Hiya, Red.
How do you feel, Rod?
Oh, I feel great.
That's good.
I wonder what the other idiots are doing tonight.
I'll bet Jack Benny wishes he had writer's luck.
We rehearsed all day long. We sat here, we yell at each other and everything, and we get on the air and say, "How do you feel? Good to see you."
That's silly.
Well, Red, I see that Santa Anita Racetrack opened.
Oh, yeah. It's a funny coincidence. The other day, Santa Anita opened my savings account closed.
Well, Red, do you mean you've been out of the track already?
Yeah, you can tell by the shirt I'm not wearing. That sailor has it as a flag. That flag I was wearing is now a shirt. Say, <it's... laughs> not only did they take my shirt, but the hair on my chest. Both of them.
Hey, you know, I was out the racetrack one day, and I had an old pair of slacks, and they didn't have any pockets in them, see? And there was a guy out there. He came up and he put his hand in my pocket. Big pocket, see? Put his hand in my pocket, so I reached through and shook hands.
I kind of like to go out the racetrack. I love to see the horses run.
Oh, I do too,
Red. The ones I bet on, too.
Well, I love horse racing. You know, it's a clean sport.
Yeah, they clean me. I know. I went down to the track of a friend of mine, Freeman Keyes. You know, he owns horses.
Mm-hmm. Well, did Freeman's horse go to the post yesterday?
Huh?
I said, did Freeman's horse go to the post yesterday?
Well, this is a horse race, boy.
We try it again?
Yeah.
Did Freeman's horse go to the post yesterday?
Yeah, and then right after the race, they burn him at it.
His horse would run, but he kept turning around to see if his plow was on straight.
I'm not saying this horse was slow, but when he started, a two-year-old, he ended up an eight-year-old. He ran so many times that he didn't recognize any of the other horses when he met them face to face.
Hey, did you hear about the radio horse?
No.
As the race starts, he turns up the grandstand and he says, "Goodbye, folks. See you next week. Same time, same place."
Hey, did you have any money riding on him, Red?
Yeah, $2. Horse bucked twice. I guess that's what weighed him down. The horse made a better showing, but he... See, I don't know. I should read these things before.
Well, what happened?
Huh?
Say, what happened? Why couldn't he run faster? Huh? See, you have a cold.
Well, I'll tell you.
I tell you, he turned to one of the other horses and he says, "Have you run on this track before?" And the other horse says, "Yes." He says, "I'll follow you."
Well, saves that one.
Yes, it does. A real nag.
He started out at 2-1. He came in at 6:30.
A nag? This horse was so sway back in the middle of the race, the jockey stumbled. And when the race started, see, they yelled, "They're off!"
The horse yelled back, "Prepare yourself, here he comes."
They yelled, "They're off!" And the horse yelled back, "You can't fool me, I ain't wearing anything."
Not there, we'll make up something. You know, it seems strange that they'd let a horse like that run. Yeah. I prefer thoroughbreds, horses that are high strung.
Yeah, well, this horse should be. At least he's a pretty nice horse, though. Oh, he had a lot of spirit, a lot of spirit. The beginning of that race, boy, you should see him rear up on his knees. He was almost human. He started the race from a kneeling position.
Mm-hmm.
That crowd at Santa Anita, boy, the money they spend. Do you realize how much money they spend in racing each year?
No.
Truman found out how much money they took in at Santa Anita last year, so now he wants to throw out Congress and put in horses.
While you're out there, Red, you see anybody you know?
Yeah, I saw my brother out there. Boy, can he pick 'em.
Women or horses?
Pockets. Yeah, my brother's really quite a character.
He must have been quite a character.
Oh, yeah. He's working on a labor-saving device now.
A labor-saving device? What's
yes.
that?
A rich old lady.
Now the Smith Twins.
To Shanghai, I want to be with you tonight. Why did I holler I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. It was just a little misunderstanding, that a kiss from your cheeks attached. I need you so badly, I'd gladly start over from scratch. Oh, why did I tell you it was bye-bye to Shanghai? I'm even allergic to rice. Why don't you stop me when I talk about Shanghai? It's just a lover's device. Now who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in a phone booth, and I wanna be with you tonight. Give me so much aggravation. Now I know I sounded foolish when I made my exit bow. And if I wasn't sorry then, I'm more than sorry now. Oh, I'd love to get you on a boat to China.
Let me ask you a question. Do you enjoy wash day? Most women want to get it over with as fast as possible. If wash day makes you tired, you ought to get a new Norge triple action washer. Norge gets the dirt out fast. An average load takes just 7 minutes. And there's no washing action known that gets clothes as clean as Norge triple action. A Norge is easier on the clothes and easier on you. Norge's big gentle touch wringer gets clothes drier with less wear and tear. And it swings in any direction to save moving the washer. Many of the modern full-skirt washers have a tendency to tip over. They're top-heavy. But the streamlined pyramid design of the new Norge washer prevents tipping. It rolls like a feather on five smooth casters, but anchors anywhere with a touch of your toe, because two of the five casters are self-locking. There's even an automatic timer on the new Norge to shut off the wash action at the time you set. Yes, if wash day makes you tired, better see the new Norge triple action washer, for you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge. From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, a story entitled Dogs. Chapter 1, Man's Best Friend's Worst Enemy, the Dog Catcher. And it stars Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Me and my dog. Beautiful words. I can never remember the tune, though. Well, here I am, just me and my dog. I got a job as a dog catcher. Yes, sir. I got the job because dogs like me. They like my face. They think I'm one of them. Yes, sir. An old man stopped to pat me on the head and asked my dog if I bark much. Oh, well, it's wonderful what these strange animals are coming. What's this wonderful assistant? Wonder what this strange animal is coming down the street. Looks vicious. Looks vicious. Where's Manette? I'm going to get glasses, believe me. With beer in them.
Well, howdy, Clem.
Well, thank you. Yes, sir, they could put wheels on me and use me for a sprinkler. Well, how old is I live and breathe?
I just heard that you're the new dog catcher, Clem.
Yep, I was elected just yesterday.
Who elected you? The city council?
No, the dog.
How is the dog catching business?
Oh, it's fine. It's catching on.
Did you catch many dogs today?
Well, I caught a few small ones, but you should have seen the big one that got away. Say, do you want to see my dogs? They're all caged up here in my push cart. Here goes, boys. Here, take it easy.
That dog looks familiar.
Well, he's mine. I just let him go along for the ride, you know. You know, they say a dog is just like its master.
Now, he does look pretty stupid.
Oh, no, he don't. He's a smart dog. I tell him to run or walk and lay down, he understands me.
Does he do what you tell him?
Sure, if he happens to agree with me. Any dog can do what you tell him to do, but a dog that's really smart can figure things out for himself.
Oh, you know, Kabina Wright has the smartest dog I've ever seen.
Oh, he is not. He's the laziest dog I've ever seen in my life. The fleas on him have to scratch themselves. That dog's so lazy, why, when you give him a bone, he takes it to the undertaker to bury it for him.
Oh, you're just jealous, Clem.
Well, have you ever seen Gene Fowler's dog? If you call that a dog, I'm a pig.
Well?
Well, never mind those smart-aleck remarks, you know. You just hold your tongue. Yes, hold your tongue. And you'll find it's mighty slippery.
If this thing here is your dog, what's his name?
His name's Otto. Boy, Otto, because no matter which way you spell it, it comes out the same way.
Oh, I declare, Clem, you're a moron.
Which nobody can deny. Yeah, I got papers to prove it, too. And even if I am, I ain't going to worry about nothing. I'll get myself a lot of dogs and go into television.
What doing?
A quiz show. Look, I'll show you how smart Otto is. I taught him how bad. Here, Otto. What's two and two? Come on, boy, one more. Well, I'll be seeing you, DJ. I gotta go catch some more dogs.
Oh, wait, now, wait a minute. I just remembered. There's a vicious dog loose in the neighborhood. He bites every stranger he sees.
Do tell. Do tell.
He's awful mean. I thought I ought to tell you about him. It's my duty to you.
And howdy duty to you, too. Where do you say this dog is?
He's over in Slim Pickens' backyard.
Well, I'll just go over and get him.
Well, now, be careful. You know what to do if he tries to bite you, don't you?
Sure, I try to bite him back. I've had my good temper shot. Now, hold on, dogs. Here we go. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. I'd throw that dog a bone, but that'd be using my head. I didn't think you were going to finish it for a while. Well, here's Slim Pickens' house. I'll go see if he got a mad dog around here anyplace.
Oh, good heavens, is Halloween here already? Hey, what you want?
What you got? I mean, have you seen any vicious dogs around here?
No, you're the first one I've seen this morning.
We're going to miss this boy around here. besides me, look, there's a mad dog loose in the neighborhood.
Yeah, well, if I see him, I'll tell him you're looking for him.
Yeah. Wait a minute, open the door, will you?
Now what do you want?
Just wanted to get my nose out with oil. Thank you.
Oh,
Clem!
Look, the mad dog!
Yeah, well, you keep on running, I'll sneak up on him.
Well, do something. He's coming after you.
Now, don't get excited. I'll just grab him and put him in the back cage.
Be careful, Clem.
I'll get him. Here, boy.
Well, grab him. Oh, he's getting friendly. He's smiling at you.
Mighty sharp smile, ain't he?
Did he bite you?
You see my fingers?
No.
Then he bit me. All right, now that's enough. I don't take that from nobody. In the cage. All right, come on. Inside. We'll take that from... Well, don't stand there. Open the door and let me out.
Here's Dave Rose now, an old-timer. She's funny that way. And now let's hear one of those useful wash day tips from Jesse Cartwright, co-director of the Norge Home Economics Department.
During these winter months when you so often have to dry the clothes inside, here's a hurry-up idea. Get out your electric fan and put it on a table 2 or 3 feet away from the clothesline. You'll be surprised at how quickly you can dry things this way.
And you'll be surprised at how much drier the gentle touch wringer on the new Norge washer gets your clothes in the first place. The pressure selector adjusts the big balloon rollers instantly to just the right pressure for anything you want to wring, from bedspreads to baby clothes. That means more water removed, less wear and tear on fabric fibers, and no more broken buttons. Norge triple action washing is gentler, too. Yet there's no washing action known that gets clothes so clean so fast. Why not drop in at your Norge dealers and ask him to demonstrate a new Norge triple action washer for you? Because you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Our final chapter is entitled A Boy and His Dog, starring Junior, the Mean Widder Kid.
Junior, where are you?
I'm upstairs, Mommy.
Where? Oh, I'm glad there's only one of you. Go outside and play with your tricycle.
No, okay. I like to ride like a cowboy. Look at me go, whee! I am a daredevil boy. Ride faster, faster, right through that mud puddle. Here I go, whee! Boop! Put that rock in there. Hey, look across the street there. Look at that, the little puppy dog. Here, come with your dog, boy. You're so cute. Why'd you get that short tail? Looks like somebody give you a GI tail haircut. Aren't you nice? You know, I always wanted a little dog like you. But Pop would never let me have one. He was afraid it was barking when he had him when he sneaked in at night and wake up Mummy, you know. Uh-oh, here comes Mr. Fowler, that big tattletale.
Well, Junior, hello, hello, hello.
Oh, shut up. Hey, how'd you like me dog?
Well, I didn't know you had a dog.
Neither does me Mummy.
Oh. Junior, did you know that that little dog has no license?
What's that mean?
Well, the dog catcher picks up little pups without licenses.
Well, then I will buy him a license.
Well, they cost $2.
Then you will buy him a license.
But why should I pay the $2? He's not my animal.
Well, I tell you what, I'll sell him to you for $2 and then steal him back.
Really? You'll have the money for the dog tag, but you won't have your dog.
I'll get your dog back. Don't worry. I can whistle, you know. I can whistle.
Why, that'd be cheating. You wouldn't do a thing like that, would you?
He talk like a new man around here. Uh-oh, here comes Fatso O'Connor. Mount Whitney on legs. Hi, Fatso.
Well, Junior, where did you get the dog?
Me mummy gave him to me. Of course, he don't know about it yet. Now, be careful. He might bite you. He ain't seen that much meat in a long time.
Well, I think we should report this hound to the city pound.
Yes, it may be mad for all we know.
Well, the way you're talking about him, he ought to be mad.
Now, really, Junior, you know, it's dangerous to pick up stray dogs.
Yes, Junior, I think it's our duty to report this dog to the pound.
I agree, Fowler.
Yeah.
Oh, no, now, don't you fellas have my old puppy take me alone. Now, you let him alone. He's never had a puppy before.
Rod.
And his doggy is a man's best friend.
We'll go to my house and make the call.
All right.
Mommy! Mommy! Come on, puppy. Let's go see Mommy. Come on, boy. Come on. Hey, Mommy! But he's not in the kitchen. What do you want? Oh, he's a pointer. Look, he's a setter and a pointer. He's setting and pointing to the icebox. Look at you tail wagging. It's wagging so much it's wagging the dog. You hungry? Okay, I'll fix that, boy. Now, which would you rather have, a nice big steak, roast, pot roast, or some ice cream? Oh, you want a little everything, huh? Well, here you are. Here, I better put this butter on it to go with it. There, hot, hot. There. Well, look how that food disappeared. Boy, he put it away fast, didn't he?
Junior, dear. Junior! What on earth?
Look, we had a little visitor.
Oh, good heavens. Oh, my meat.
the first steak I've been able to buy in a month. Oh, Junior, where did that dog come from?
Where did he come from? I don't know, but he sure was hungry.
Well, get him out of here at once.
Uh-oh, that dog catcher that Fatso and Mr. Fowler sent for. Now, I know he wouldn't do that because he writes and likes books about Jimmy Durante and people like that. Now, why did Dean Fowler
do that?
Well,
give this dog to him before he starts eating the plates. Go after the dog, Junior.
I'm not going to go after the dog catcher.
Junior, do you want a whipping?
Well, if you put it that way, I'll go answer the door. Well, welcome to Hobby Lobby.
I'm from the city pound, and I was told that you have a stray dog here.
What's a dog?
You don't have a dog?
We hate dogs. We can't stand them. The place you're looking for is about 20 miles away. Goodbye.
Oh, you don't have a dog, eh?
No.
What was that barking?
A very bad cold I got. I got brown kittens. Yeah, it's me pop. He's in the doghouse.
Junior, what is it? Oh, hello.
Hello. I came to pick up a stray dog.
No, Mommy, don't let him take him, please.
You
please.
Do have a stray dog here, don't you?
Well, yes, we do. It's that little dog over there.
Don't point at me, please.
May I take the dog now?
Well, if you take that dog, you have to take me, too.
Junior, stop hugging that dog around the neck. You want him to bite you and get hydrophobia?
Don't let him take me. Please don't let him take him. Please, please, don't let him take him.
Oh, all right. Wait a minute. Here's $2. We'll keep him.
Oh, fine. Here's the dog tag. Yeah, thank you, ma'am. Good day.
Good day. Well, Junior, are you satisfied?
You know, Mommy, you is the most beautiful woman I ever saw.
Well, I just couldn't stand to see that little dog go to the pound. He jumped up in my arms and started wagging his tail and licking my face.
It does look cleaner.
And play and see if you can behave.
Okay, come on, puppy. Come on, boy. Oh, look at that little dog run. Hey, get out of me mummy's flower bed, will you, puppy? Please. Please, here. Stop. Don't dig in those roses. Look at them fly. Look at them go. Here, get out of there.
Junior, what's all the commotion about? Look at my flower bed.
Ain't it a mess?
Junior, come here.
I didn't do it. It was the puppy.
Well, I can't spank the dog. That would be cruelty to animals.
Well, why don't they pass a law about cruelty to kids?
Now, you wanted the puppy, so you'll have to pay for his crime.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no. Oh, God. No matter who deserves a spanking, I always wind up with it in the end.
This is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in washers, refrigerators, home freezers, water heaters, and gas and electric ranges, everything Norge makes right. This week, why don't you go see the Norge triple action washer in the new non-tip pyramid model at your Norge dealers? See the washer that gets wash day over with in a hurry. The washer that's streamlined in looks and in action. See how Norge triple action gets clothes cleaner in less time. Yes, see the Norge triple action washer at your local Norge dealers. And now until next week.
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro Golden Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Thank you.